President Trump said today that the U.S. could soon impose steep new tariffs on steel imports. Trump wants to set a 24% tariff on steel and a 10% one on aluminum imports. The details of Trump's plan are still unclear, but at a meeting with industry leaders today, the president said, quote, "We'll be signing it next week." Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News, and he joins us now. And Mike, what more do we know, if anything, about when these tariffs could be implemented and who might they have an impact on?
Well, as you said, Trump plans to sign it next week. It's unclear exactly when they would go into force. We'll have to see the document he signs next week. But as far as the trading partners, I mean, it's some of the biggest U.S. trading partners out there, Mexico, Canada, Brazil, Russia, Germany, and China all export a lot of steel to the U.S. So it's a pretty broad swath of our trading partners that would be affected.
Wow. By what sounds like a major tariff, if the 24% proposal does go through. I mean, so what kind of pushback could there be, if any, from these partners, these trading partners?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Right after Trump said this, there was a report in a German newspaper that said the European Union could react within days with counter tariffs on U.S. products, ranging from everything from orange juice to Harley Davidson's and whiskey. And China has already launched a probe into U.S. imports of sorghum, and it's studying whether to restrict shipments of U.S. soybeans. So it's clear that the trading partners will be prepared and likely react to this if it does go into force.
Aha. Uh-huh. So we will see. Okay. Right. Well, let's shift gears a little because we're also following the second appearance before Congress this week of the new chairman of the Federal Reserve, Jerome Powell. He took over, of course, from former Fed Chair Janet Yellen in early February. Today, he appeared before the Senate Banking Committee, and he was asked to comment about tariffs.
I think, you know, as Chairman Bernanke said, the tariff approach is not the best approach there. The best approach is to deal directly with the people who are affected rather than falling back on tariffs, which but again, these are not measures that are consigned to us. They're really for you and for the administration.
But I think
so. Translation, he doesn't think it's a good idea, but thank goodness the Fed doesn't have to deal with it.
well, right. I think he's not alone in his opinion that it's not a good idea. There's been a lot of pushback. The Institute for Supply Management is out saying it's not a good idea that U.S. steel plants just don't have the capacity right now to handle the extra demand.
Okay. Well, Powell, though, overall seems pretty positive about the economy. On Tuesday, he was before the House Financial Services Committee, and he said he's not that concerned about a possible recession, but he hinted that there could be several rate increases this year because the economy is so strong. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, right. And the stock market didn't react very well to that. Obviously, Wall Street doesn't want higher rates, at least from the stock market angle. One thing he said today that caught a lot of attention is he said he doesn't believe the U.S. economy is overheating. In other words, it's not getting so hot that inflation will get out of control and sort of cause more bubbles in asset prices and create a situation where we'd have a really hard landing down the road. So Wall Street sort of fixated on that because it indicates that he will likely continue on the path of gradual interest rate increases, but he won't sort of get more aggressive in order to prevent an overheating of the economy.
It's Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, helping us read the Fed tea leaves as always. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Megan.